It's very late already, so I would just like to introduce Armin Medosh, who published his book Freie Netze under a German Creative Commons, German Creative Commons license today. So did also his colleague Janko Röttgers. He published the book Mix, Burn and Rip. So welcome, Armin.
Thanks a lot. I didn't expect to be here at all. It's a bit of a kind of a surprise thing to happen. But yes, I'm really glad we have the opportunity to publish those two books under a Creative Commons license and combine this with the launch of the German Creative Commons license. The publisher, Heise Publishing Company, and D-Punkt have agreed to publish Janko's book and mine. I'm very grateful. I must say, Janko took this initiative. I immediately agreed, because for me, this type of openly publishing was always the way I thought it should be. So I have only my book here. I put the CC sticker on it, but actually what is possible now is to download the PDF version and distribute it as you like and share it with other people for those two books. Janko couldn't be here, he's in Los Angeles, but sends you his greetings. And both PDFs are published on Telepolis and the online magazine, but also at the Internet Archive, so maybe for the long-term archiving, for the internet archaeologists of the future, they can trace how those PDFs will travel through the networks from now on. I want just to add one very short thing, which I thought during those speeches, and which has to do when you write something, that in a way, when you write, what you do is you always have something on your mind. Very often you have like voices of other people or echoes of conversations that you had or some traces of some book or something. So how can you ever claim something is yours only? I think in culture this is so essentially true that everything that's produced is so bonded, so innately bonded with all these other things, also with all these other people, because we also always speak to somebody in our mind. We think, we imagine people when we write things, for instance. So in that sense, I also wanted to remind on this kind of universality that is expressed in culture. Thank you.